services in conjunction with whoone.co.uk presents the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I'm Adam, and unfortunately...
What?
Well, normally you introduce yourself.
So I'm Alicia.
Yes. Back to the pressing days.
Shut up, Dad.
Of non-Doctor Who-related paraphernalia.
No, it's not actually quite Doctor Who-related. How's your life been?
I quite enjoyed last week.
No, but how's your week been?
Well, it started off quite well when we went to the TARDIS
tavern. Oh, tell us about the snow.
As funny as we go to the TARDIS tavern...
Tell them
what snow.
About the snow we had last week.
It was cold and wet, snowy.
Yeah.
No, we went to the TARDIS tavern. You were quite well behaved.
I know.
Anyway.
Do you want to hear about my life?
Yeah, go on then.
Got a new boyfriend. I move on quick.
Yes, but the difference between this boyfriend and the last boyfriend is that this boyfriend you don't actually go and see outside school. Whereas the last boyfriend...
What are we seeing tomorrow?
How can you see him tomorrow?
Listen. Right, I've got a JLS concert tomorrow. We're not going to get back to about 6 o'clock in the morning. I have to sleep in to 12 o'clock. Then I have to get ready. I have an hour to get ready for dancing. Go to dancing, come home, have dinner, go back to bed, wake up on Sunday morning, hopefully wake up late, so I can catch up with my sleep. Right. And then Sunday, we're going to go and see Nan. And then Monday, it's back to school so I can see my boyfriend again. Tell me when I have time this weekend.
Yeah, well, that's not quite the same as my weekend, is get up tomorrow, drive you lot up to London, sit in the car for 6 hours, drive you back to Southampton, sit in the car for the 4 hours, take you over to the Isle of Wight, go to work, full day's work.
I've got dancing.
Leave work in a very grumpy state, go and have dinner, and then try and
settle down and
fall asleep far earlier than I would like to on a Saturday evening.
Well, I'm going to go and watch X Factor Final in my room and go to bed.
In your room?
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, I'm not looking forward to the next couple of days.
Why?
The only bright spark of the next couple of days is I'll be able to listen to some Doctor Who podcasts.
Oh.
Anyway.
Bright spark of my one is going to go and see a JLS for my best mate.
Do you want to make use... Can you turn that MSN window off?
It's only Mel. She can say hi.
Can you turn your MSN window off?
She's not going to say anything anyway.
Or I'll turn this podcast off.
Do you want me to say be right back?
If you want to use your computer, use it and look on whoone.co.uk and see what's on.
www.whoone, that's how you spell whoone.co.uk.
And what's the significance of that?
Oh, on the website!
What they got at the Who One store?
Books, CDs, DVDs, figures and toys and gifts. Who collectible items, Torchwood, Sarah Jane.
Specifically. Look down the list.
Christmas bargains.
What Christmas bargains have they got?
A genuine Christmas card for $3.99. Wrapping paper. 2011 annual. 2011 calendar. Brilliant book of Doctor Who 2011. And TARDIS playset.
Sounds good. Any of those things particularly your fancy?
Like the calendar. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So I haven't got a calendar yet. I haven't decided who I want. So I have Justin Bieber. The Wanted.
Now, Alicia. Yeah. Right. Alicia, we've just watched...
Sorry, I've got something stuck on my phone.
We've just watched Coronation Street live.
That was amazing!
Live 50th anniversary special. The preceding episodes were directed by Graham Harper.
Which is a Doctor Who director.
Yes, and produced by Phil Collinson.
Which is a Doctor Who producer.
Yes. So that set up this particular live episode, which was an hour long this evening. Great viewing, but quite disappointed to see that that wasn't directed by Graham Harper.
Oh, but it didn't seem like a live episode, so...
Yes, but there was one Doctor Who actor in it, the one who played that Toby character in Beast Below. Not Beast Below. The... That one with the first Ood story, what was that one called? Do you remember? Where he had all the whiting all over his face, and he was the Beast. Impossible Planet, wasn't it? Wasn't it Impossible Planet? Well, I thought
do
it
let
was.
Me look it up. What episode was it? Series?
Well, it was a Martha story, wasn't it?
What series was that?
Series 3. Anyway, Reese Parton, thank you, Reese, the great podcast contributor, has set up a WordPress blog spot for this podcast, and he's updated it recently. So if you visit http://the20mb.doctorwhopodcast.wordpress.com, you'll see the blog spot that Reese has set up for this show. And thank you, Reese, very much indeed. And as we mentioned a moment ago, me and Alicia travelled to the TARDIS Tavern, and we were made very welcome by Steve and Sean, and I was slightly led astray by them because I got a little bit tipsy, didn't I, Alicia?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, as I say, we did have a good time, and you were quite well behaved, and I really enjoyed doing that particular podcast. And I'm wondering whether that's what I'm missing when I'm doing podcasts with you, whether I should actually be indulging in a bit of alcohol.
What don't. Do you think? I think it was called 42.
Do you? What's the name of the character with the writing all over his face?
Didn't
say. Toby something, wasn't it?
It is Toby.
Yeah, but he was in Coronation Street. I'm just going to the fridge to get a canister.
Yeah, it was called 42. There you go, Dad.
See, it's nice to see you putting your computer to good use, and I'm quite glad I actually managed to get back to my seat before the dog jumped in it.
Hmm.
What's this?
Stella, you alcoholic. Do you know how many units are in that?
Yeah.
You could die. I'm sorry.
Alicia.
Women are supposed to have 2 to 3 units a night, and we could get...
It's one... can of lager.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an assembly about it and a play about it, so we know everything about alcohol.
Right then, so it took you that changing the subject back to what we're supposed to be talking about. 42. Yes. Well, you actually brought it up. Might as well see if you can actually. You're supposed to be the expert, and you're such
funny.
A big fan of New Who. What you remember of 42 then?
There we go. No, sorry, I wasn't listening, yeah?
There's a surprise.
Okay, I am.
42.
Yeah.
What do you remember of it? Hey, you don't remember. It wasn't you weren't listening, it's you don't remember any of it.
I do.
You don't. Well, on the TARDIS Tavern. Alright, let's see if you can remember what story we discussed on TARDIS Tavern.
Hold on. You got it totally wrong. Ha! Loser! Martha story.
That was a Rose story.
You idiot. You're supposed to be the great podcast person. I know everything about Doctor Who. Blah-de-blah-de-blah. Yes. And then you get the wrong companion. Yeah. I'm looking on Wikipedia now.
Oh,
42.
That's
42
Wikipedia.
Is when they were hurtling towards the sun.
Yeah, well, you said 42. I didn't say 42.
You said Martha's story.
I said the one with the beast in it, and you said, oh, that was 42. Which series was it?
No, I said, what series is it? I'll find out the episode. Oh, wait, mate.
Look.
I find that funny.
I still sussed out that which one it was.
Well, you failed, just face it.
All I wanted was the title of the story. All I did, I made a mistake that Rose was in it and not Martha. And it was Impossible Planet, wasn't it? It was Impossible Planet.
I bet it ain't. Let me find out.
Anyway, as I was saying about the TARDIS Tavern, what story did we discuss with Steve and Sean at the TARDIS Tavern?
What's wrong with my voice tonight?
It's just the same as it normally is.
We discussed...
Doctor Who.
Partners in Crime.
Well done, whee. Yes, and as I say, I had a terrible hangover the next day. You remember in the morning I had a real bad headache?
Oh, right, okay.
No, I had a real bad headache.
Actually, do you know what the second episode
was? I didn't want to tell you, Mum.
Do you know what
Mysterious the Planet.
Huh?
Impossible Planet.
Yeah, well, that's the first one. What's the second one?
Something to do with the Beast.
Go on, try.
I can never remember the new
season. Go on.
Something of the Beast.
No.
I can't remember.
Satan's Pit.
That was to do with the Beast. I nearly got it right. Satan's Pit.
Mm.
What was I talking about?
You were talking about...
The TARDIS Tavern. Yeah.
And you said why you had such a headache.
No, I had a real bad hangover the next day.
You got drunk.
Shut up.
I didn't.
Can I just say, right, if you hear me start speaking and I'm starting to say a sentence, that's your cue to shut up. So then I don't have to actually say shut up. When I stop speaking, that's your cue to speak. Do you understand? Good.
I'm not a boss of me.
Listen. I had a bad heart and I didn't want to tell your mum.
Why?
I tried to, because we've all got colds.
Tell her now?
He's doing it again. Because we've all got colds and I tried to make out the headache was actually connected with the cold we've all got. But it wasn't. It was a blimmin' hangover from those two cans of Stella I had when I was at the TARDIS Tavern.
That'll teach you.
Mm. So, yes, I'm looking forward to listening to that one. I haven't been able to get hold of either of them to know if I've actually uploaded the audio for that.
I wonder how many listenings they had.
Hmm?
I wonder how many listenings
they haven't published a show yet.
Oh, my!
That's what I say, I haven't heard any news from them.
Oh, but anyway. Good.
So if you're listening, Stephen Shaw, let me know if everything's still going all right. A bit worried about them, because I haven't heard anything. Nothing on Facebook, nothing on Twitter. Talking of Twitter, somebody had a brilliant idea, wrote into the show, and mentioned that it might be a good idea to actually have a look at what they call the Twitterverse. So,
what?
The Twitterverse is Twitter.
I've got the Facebook.
Well, go on then, you do see if there's... What you have to do is type in Doctor Who on Facebook or Twitter, and you come up with, occasionally, quite interesting pieces of information.
Do we now?
Occasionally. Not all the time.
No.
But occasionally.
Apparently, I can't say this big number. Ooh.
Well, that's not...
Hold on.
That's not my usual. One, say what's
two, on. Three, four, five. Six numbers. That make a million or 100,000?
100,000.
Yeah. 202,014 people like Doctor Who. On Facebook.
Well, that's pretty good then, isn't it? Is there any news?
1,657 like Doctor Who Podchuck.
1,657.
Pretty good. 1,054 like Doctor Who Art.
Mm.
1,935 like We Want Classic Doctor Who back on BBC TV channels.
Mm-hmm.
Just basic Doctor Who liking saying.
Well, I've managed to look into the statistics page of our website. And
oh, look, I've got Post Some Friends on here as well. Oh, who are you?
You be quiet.
I'm not impressed, who are you?
I can't even remember what I was going to say now. What was the beginning of the sentence I just said?
You say turn my phone off.
You don't know what's going on. What was I on about?
Face.
Twitter.
Oh, listen to this.
I've done it again.
Okay. No, this is actually quite good. You told me to talk about Facebook.
Go on then.
11,188 liked Doctor Who isn't going to be the same without David Tennant.
Yeah.
1,094 people liked Radio Free Skyline.
Yeah, we've got 60-odd people in our Facebook group. So that must mean that 60-odd people on Facebook like our show. But what I was trying to say before you interrupted me is I've actually managed to work out how to look into the statistics of our show. And although via Podbean our show gets an average of about 100 hits per episode, that doesn't include iTunes and feed downloads and stuff like that. and we get actually an average of about 500 people listening to this show. So that's 500 people know you as the great podcast saboteur. You're not laughing at what I'm saying, you're laughing at something on the computer, which is what?
I'm going out on Saturday night, LOL Jokes, Dot Who is on. 20,600
people. Yeah, alright, Alicia, this is starting to border on the boring
so
side. Because, no, all I asked you to look on there was for news, not for what people were saying.
You told me that for Doctor Who, I typed it in, this is what came up.
Yeah, right,
I'll
forget it on Facebook now. On Twitter, I'm just seeing if there's anything interesting. It says, Phil Collinson's the writer of Doctor Who. He's not the writer of Doctor Who. And it says here, Phil Collinson, this is from Silux, or Lucy Gingle Clarkin, who rather stupidly, 4 minutes ago in fact, said Phil Collinson, the writer of Doctor Who, is the writer of Coronation Street. No, he's the producer, silly woman.
God, even I know that.
It says, this was not a Doctor Who related thing, but it does quite say, it says, the wife just called from work at a doctor's office to find out who sang the song Sweet Jane. Just because it has Doctor and Who in the sentence doesn't mean to say it's actually to do with Doctor Who. Anglophenia, how sonic screwdrivers could become reality. There was actually a thing on the news about that somebody's actually invented a device that can control things by using sound waves. So technically it's a sonic screwdriver.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you might find that interesting.
Mm.
Oh, and Alicia, you were banned from last week's episode, do you remember? Mm. Do you remember why?
Because we had the bet. You're just embarrassing me now, aren't you?
And so you're really that confident that the character's going to be called Ebenezer Scrooge?
Yeah, I could say something really rude at the moment, but shut up.
Hmm. No. Pwned, I think, is a word you might use for this particular instance. Wouldn't you agree? No, you wouldn't, right.
You starting?
No.
Come on, then.
By the way, listeners, we're getting very close to a thing known as Christmas. Now, we're not going to be PC on this programme. We're going
we're not going to be Christmassy on this
I said
podcast.
PC. That means we're going to call it Christmas and be proud of it.
Dad, you're bar humbug at Christmas.
No, I'm talking about
you
this thing where
you can ask Mum if you don't believe me, and you can ask us about
it. You're doing it again. You're talking over me. When I talk, you be quiet. Then you can speak when I'm quiet, okay?
No.
What I'm saying is, we, on this podcast, will talk and celebrate at Christmas. I know some people think you're not allowed to mention Christmas because it's not fair on any other...
I know what you're planning.
Any other,
I know what you're planning.
Cultures that don't celebrate Christmas.
I know what you're
planning.
That may
listen to this show.
I know
what
you're
planning. But I'm sure
Listen, I know what you're planning. You want to do a podcast on Christmas Day, don't you?
No, I'm not doing a podcast on Christmas Day. But can you actually stop talking over what I'm saying? Some sort of organisations and things say, well, you mustn't call it Christmas because it offends people of other cultures. Well, I think other people of other cultures don't really care about what we call Christmas. Like, we wouldn't care about what they call their special festivals and things. Do we go around being British people saying Americans shouldn't call Thanksgiving as something they celebrate and things like that? It's not the case, is it? We celebrate Christmas and we're going to be happy to... The reason that's going off is because I haven't checked it. We're going to be happy to talk about it on this show. And that's what I was trying to get to. Listeners, send in your Christmas messages and we'll read them out. We'll play them on the show if they're audio messages. We'll prefer that. And it'll be quite good fun, won't it?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
That was quite unwise because I will be including that in the podcast. I won't edit that out. Okay. What you just did. I won't edit it out.
What, my song? Thank you. My singing voice is amazing.
Yes, so send in your Christmas messages to 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. That will be repeated later on in the show. By the way, it might be this can of lager. We weren't getting any feedback.
Feedback because nobody likes me.
Can I have a look what you've got on that computer screen?
It's called a blank Google thing.
Good, as long as you type in Doctor Who on Google. Right, yeah. So, anyway, I thought I might add an incentive to our listeners to provide us with some feedback. So, I thought, what do you think would be a good thing that might provide our listeners a bit of incentive to provide feedback?
Can I say something?
As long as it's connected with the question I just asked.
No, it's connected to something. Stop sending me emails.
Right.
You're
a member of our group on Facebook.
Oh,
you will get an email.
Can I read it?
You don't have to.
Can I read the
you
email?
You can delete it.
No.
You can just delete it if you don't want to read it.
No.
What email? Go on then, if you want to read it.
I don't know. Let me find it, because I always don't do it. God, what's wrong with me?
Quite a lot.
Oh. Hi, dear listeners. As we have not had any feedback yet, I thought... Is that a bow or thought? You wrote through.
You should be able to read it your
age. You said through. There's no T. You went through.
You're wasting time.
I thought I might provide some incentive. The best bit of feedback this week will win a packet of jelly babies. Yum.
So...
And I mean... Can't pronounce a word, not any of that fake stuff. Also, we would like to add us to your Skype contacts. Thanks, Adam.
Was it really worth doing that?
Yes, because then I can go on my Facebook.
Right, anyway. Feedback. So because of this brilliant scheme of mine, we actually then, surprise, surprise, those gutsy people in the world that like the jelly babies, of which I do too, provide us. And we have this. Right, Lewis Bailey says, did you say jelly babies? I've listened to quite a few Doctor Who related podcasts in the past year, but none, can compare the genuine sincerity of the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. First off, it's a family show. You can really tell that it's a father stroke daughter duo who truly love spending time together.
No.
Watching Doctor Who. They bond in a way that some fathers could only hope, and they do it over my favourite show, Doctor Who.
We do.
The 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast is not only dead on with their commentary of Doctor Who, but also draws you into a dynamic of Adam and Alicia's relationship. Anyone with a child can immediately relate to their ups and downs. And anyone who has ever been even slightly embarrassed by a parent can also understand. All in all, it's a fun to listen to. If you're a Doctor Who fan, then do yourself a favour and go check out these two characters out. I highly recommend this podcast. It shines brightly and makes you feel nice. Lewis B. from the Happiness Patrol. And then he said, jelly babies, please.
We haven't bonded, have we?
Next one is, I understand and agree with the reason for withholding the great podcast Saboteur from the latest episode, but the show is not the same without her. I am glad the punishment is short-lived and look forward to hearing her on the next show. My daughter's got a kick out of hearing you read my email a few months ago. I've posted a picture link of my daughters, left to right, 15, 16 and 13-year-olds. And I'll just show you the picture now, if I can get it up for you.
Loser, dad, they like me more than you. Wow.
So they're around your age, aren't they?
Yeah,
yes. Was it 15, 16 and 13, so...
that's Twitter, Dad.
15, 16, so that one's your age, the one on the right.
Hello.
So what are you going to say to these people?
Hello. I think they're more Doctor Who fans than me.
Well, these poor people have been subjected to listening to you.
They love me.
Be a complete pain in the... Anyway.
Yeah, but they love me.
In the picture, it says that with an 11th Doctor novel that they found in an unusual place. We went into a small family-owned bookstore in a town about 50 miles north of Atlanta, Georgia, this past July. We were thrilled to find this and did not expect to see it in a little rural town. And there's a link to the picture I've just showed you.
Yes.
I showed you the book, do you see it?
Yes.
Good. I saw your message about the best feedback possibly winning a packet of jelly babies. In your message you say jelly babies, and I mean Bassetts, not any of that fake stuff. Please explain why Bassetts is better. The non-Bassetts I had a few years ago seemed to me to taste the same as a packet of Bassetts I had in the 80s. I have precisely two packets of jelly babies in my life. One was a packet of Bassetts that I had a friend bring back from a trip to London in the 80s. And I know it was Bassetts, and I saved the box. It was my friend who found them at the time. I did not specifically ask for Bassetts, because I didn't know at the time they were manufactured by several different companies. More recently, I found a packet in my local grocery store in suburban Atlanta, GA, of all places. That was not Bassetts. The box had been misplaced, so I don't know what brand it was. I just know it wasn't Bassetts. Our grocery has a small section of British speciality items. They only had jelly babies in one time. I keep checking every time I go into the store. The store always has Marmite in stock, though. Yeah, I just cannot get it, my family to understand that Marmite is wonderful. He's quite right there.
Yeah.
Marmite is...
It's amazing on toast.
Especially if you get Twiglets, because they're coated in little globules of Marmite.
Yeah, I don't like Twiglets. I like Marmite on toast.
And they're made by Jacobs, and that is very specific. If you get Twiglets, they've got to be Jacobs Twiglets. Otherwise, they're not real Twiglets, and they won't taste the same.
Yeah, they don't. I don't like Twiglets.
They actually haven't got branded Marmite on them, but it is yeast extract. And they are delicious. You don't like Twiglets, do you?
No.
You
I tried them, but I prefer Marmite on toast. I've had Marmite and sandwiches.
I'll tell you what, my favourite Marmite thing is a French stick with margarine and Marmite in. And I used to have
Marmite sandwiches for lunch, but then I...
No, it's not. It's much better either on toast or in a baguette.
I used to have Marmite sandwiches for lunch, but now I have chocolate spread sandwiches.
Anyway, he sighs. Oh dear, just thinking about Marmite makes me want to go to toast bread and have some Marmite at 11 o'clock at night. Now you're making me hungry.
Mum said I should keep off the chocolate.
I'm drinking lager, and lager automatically triggers my Marmite mechanism.
Stop it, don't make me hungry, I'm trying to get on a diet.
That feedback was from Kirby Bartlett Sloan. Thank you so much, Kirby.
Please send
in as much as you like. That's a wonderful bit of... I'll get that in a minute. Next one.
Is
from Andy Nunny. Well, how could I resist the jelly babies? First up, I was rather suspicious about the latest recording techniques. I wonder what the co-op staff made of a man in a car, in a car park, with a camcorder talking to himself. I wasn't actually talking to myself, I was talking to Ben, but it might look like I was talking to myself. I did get some funny looks, I must admit. Anyway. So, the first non...
You're on your own in a car, talking to yourself. That's just weird.
So, the first non-sabotaged edition. Well, there was a distinct lack of temper loss. Indeed, I have never heard Adam so calm, even jovial. This is clearly a new side to him that we know not of. 10 minutes or so on. Scarves. Ben was right. You don't stay on topic, even without the GPS. What does GPS stand for, Alicia?
Great Podcast Amateur.
Favourite new and classic? Blink, yes, is outstanding. One of the cleverest storylines ever. Of course, when you delve into Classic Who, the choice is endless. I still go for Inferno any day. Which Doctors could come back? I appreciate that the three elder surviving ones are not really physically up to the role now, in terms of body shape. However, perhaps a little clever CGI could be used. That's a really good point, actually. I hadn't thought of that one. They could actually bring the actors back and CGI the fat off them. That's true, though.
Sorry, it's quite funny, though.
I think more likely we will get a Best of the Doctors an episode, or if we are lucky, at the 11 Faces season... Or 12, as it might be by then. as we had Five Faces in 1981. I cannot see a younger version of the previous incarnations working. Excuse me. It does not hang together. Regarding eBay, it is hilarious that the Rare collection is back. I am now intrigued enough to go and look into it in depth and try to gauge what the items really are worth. Could Who Won people hazard a guess? Be nice if they were listening and they could actually put that point across, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So, overall, how did it work without She Who Must Not Be Named? As I said above, less shut up, less random elements, so a better flow. But it did lack a certain je ne sais quoi. It is the charm of the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Just as staggering stories have smutty feedback, the flashing blade has the cats and the comfy chair, and the Pharos project is just, well, unprintable. So will we see a new leaf being turned over? I cannot wait.
No.
Thank you, Andy. Oh, brilliant. Yes, I tell you what, I'm going to have to dangle bits of packets of jelly babies in front of our listeners more often, because that was three absolutely brilliant bits of feedback. Which one? Yes. Which one would you say is the best out of those three bits of feedback?
I don't know.
Typical of you. You can never make a decision about anything.
Can you? Can make a decision. Which like is the if best? Someone asks me out, I can easily make a decision.
No, I'm talking about the feedback. Because one of those wonderful podcast listeners will be getting a packet of jelly babies. So, Alicia, is it the first email?
I don't know. Don't believe me.
The first email from Lewis Bailey of the Happiness Patrol. Is it the second email, which is from Kirby Bartlett Sloan, with the pictures of his girls? Or is it Andy Nanny, who you've just listened to?
I don't know.
I'll consider and say at the end of the programme. Podcast of the week. Right, we didn't do podcast of the week last week, namely because my mind was frazzled with the amount of podcasts I was listening to, and I can't remember now. I think one did stick in my mind, and I'm going to give it this week, even though it was probably one of last week's shows. There was Tim's take on, and he went to the Flashing Blade Winter Warmer. Was it Winter Warmer? Where they all got together in a pub in London, and he actually took his tape recorder and recorded some very amusing bits of sound with other podcasters that just happened to be in the vicinity. And they even got Lilibet the Wonder Girl on the Skype phone thingy. I really enjoyed that episode, so I'm going to give it to Tim's take on this week, posthumously for last week. And I will tell you, listeners, that Alicia is, as per usual, during the show, falling asleep.
I've got six to my dad, and I don't get to bed next, like, then I don't get to bed just 6 o'clock the next morning, so 24 hours, Dad, really.
Yeah, but I'm going to be up for 48 hours, Alicia. You could not be rude, which is rude, what you're doing. You're lying down and falling asleep.
I can't help it.
You can help it, because you sit up. You don't fall asleep if you sat up. Right, moving on to news. Various items of news have arrived via the news websites since we recorded our last show. And a character Christmas for Amy Pond. They brought out a new Amy Pond figure, character options. This Christmas sees character release a new figure for the 11th Doctor's companion, Amy Pond, in her original Kissogram police uniform. Woo-hoo! And as seen in the 11th hour, the figure will be available separately, reported by the Mirror and Argos exclusively, as part of a box set with the 11th Doctor and TARDIS joining the growing collection of exclusive sets from Forbidden Planet. Both are due to be released in the week leading up to Christmas. And there's a picture. You see the picture? Doctor. Amy.
Yes.
I might be quite keen to get that figure. Trouble is, you have to get it as part of a set. So yeah. I don't want the Doctor, don't want the TARDIS, got them already. It's a shame, isn't it? That's going to be, I bet that'd be quite sought after, that figure, because of that reason. The Doctor Who takes on the Eggheads. Special Doctor Who celebrity edition of BBC Two quiz show Eggheads is scheduled for Monday the 20th of December at 6 p.m. And I'll probably end up missing it. The show will star 6th Doctor Colin Baker, along with Katie Manning, Fraser Hines, Lewis Jameson and John Leeson, who take on the Eggheads to win money for their chosen charity. So, must remember to try and watch that on Monday, the 20th of December, 6 p.m. on BBC Two.
Yeah.
People round up Catherine Tate, Mark Gatiss, David Troughton. Are appearing at the National Theatre production of Alan Ackerbourne's play Season's Greetings, and which opens tonight, the 8th of December. And John Barrowman has made a number of appearances on television recently.
Barrowman's up in Scotland doing Panto.
Yes. Is promoting the release of DVD John Barrowman Live at the Royal Albert Hall. Of course, it says about John, about Phil Collinson, and it's been subject to media speculation in recent months as to what changes he would make to Coronation Street, and what's he done? He's blown the place up and killed off a few main characters. Dr. Bruce and the Regeneration Game, six series of BBC Radio 4's 15-minute musical, kicks off on Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. with the Regeneration Game, a musical written by Richie Webb in the style of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, featuring a character called Dr. Bruce. The show, which spoofs both Bruce Forsyth and Doctor Who, also incorporate a singing Dalek voiced by Dave Lamb. Webb himself and Jess Robinson are the other performers. So there you go. Probably won't get to hear that either.
Probably won't.
Mm. The BBC drama trailer for Christmas has been released, which we won't watch. More stuff. It says former Doctor actor David Tennant, who's he?
Don't
joined
I
a number of celebrities, including current James Bond Daniel Craig and singer Jerry Halliwell, who took to the ICAP trading floor in order to raise money for Prince Charles's charities. Yes, I saw something about that in the paper today, actually. GT Magazine are currently holding an auction to raise money for the Terence Higgins Trust. A number of Doctor Who related items are featured in the auction, including signed posters of Matt Smith and Karen Gillan, a signed picture of Catherine Jenkins from A Christmas Carol. And the TARDIS has returned to Port Merion for the Christmas period. Talking to the Daily Post, estates manager Morrig Jones said, "This is not the first time we've had a visit from the TARDIS at Port Merion." I almost said Portsmouth. An episode was filmed here in 1976 when Tom Baker was the Doctor, called Mask of the Dragon. What a twit. It was called The Mask of Mandragora, and it says that in brackets afterwards. "We hope that Doctor Who fans will come and have a look at the TARDIS and take in the sights of Port Merion." That's what it was, not Port Merion, whatever I said. Port Merion. Police box will be on site until the 3rd of January, 2011. And that concludes the news. And stop falling asleep. We're supposed to be doing the review of Series 6. How do you think you're going to actually manage that then, Alicia? If you're asleep.
Slapping myself.
Right, so Series 8. Are you awake?
Yes.
Began with Terror of the Autons. There's a picture. See if that jogs your memory.
No.
Well, Liz has departed from the unit, mainly because the actress, Caroline John, had a baby, and is replaced by...
Joe Grant?
Can you sit up and stop mumbling and speak normally?
Joe Grant?
Yes, we did hear what you said. It's just...
I'm tired.
Yeah, I can appreciate you're tired. Take a drink of juice.
I tried that, Dad.
Right. And a Time Lord sort of floats by and tells the Doctor, "We want you to do a little job. We've got a problem with some chap called the Master." And the Master has sort of got friendly with the Nestine and is... helping them to make plastic things come to life. And basically that's the story. And the Doctor gets strangled by a living telephone wire. And every time the Doctor gets attacked, for some reason his eyes go all cross-eyed. See, do you remember that? John Pertwee thing, that if he gets attacked by something, his eyes go
a
bit cross-eyed. Not so much of the hey in that these particular episodes. And... Roger Delgado is just absolutely magnificent. You're falling asleep. This is a complete waste of time, me doing this, because I'm trying to remind you of these episodes, and you're falling asleep.
Hello, my name's Toby Haydoke, which will probably excite and annoy in equal measure. You're listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Continue so to do.
part two, recorded a couple of days later. And the last couple of days, Alicia, what have we been up to?
JLS.
Well, you've, well, JLS. Did you enjoy JLS?
Yes.
Any Doctor Who related things?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, there's some breaking news since we last recorded. BBC America have confirmed that the 2010, thank you, Magic, the 2010 Christmas special, The Christmas Carol, will be released on DVD / Blu-ray in North America on February the 15th. It was previously announced that the story will be released in the UK on January the 24th. The disc will include an hour-long version of Doctor Who at the Proms. Isn't that good?
Yay.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yes.
And we had some more feedback. And it went thus. Adam, the show has refreshingly... Thank you for knocking my... Oh, magic! I'll start again. Adam, the show has refreshingly enjoyed... Oh, God. I'll start again.
Stop it, Dad. Stop stomping in.
Adam, the show was refreshingly enjoyable this week, except for maybe the first 20 minutes, which were mostly spent banging on... I think that's what it says, bagging on, actually, but I think he meant banging on Alicia. Was it bagging on Alicia? I don't know what he means by that.
What's bagging?
I think what he meant to say was banging on about Alicia. But once you move past that, it was a lot of fun to listen to. Keep up the good work. Sorry, next page. Cheers, Jeffrey Berman. So, that means that Jeffrey quite enjoyed having Ben on the show, Alicia.
He liked me.
Yes, and I've also been pondering on who to have as the winner of the bag of jelly babies of the competition for the best bit of feedback this week. And I've decided to...
Drum roll, please.
I haven't got any drum rolls. Oh. Well, Lewis Bailey's... if I could be absolutely, you know, sure that he actually meant to say that... that the podcast shines brightly and makes you feel nice, etc., etc., I might give it to him because it was very, very nice.
Aww, why can't you just give a bag of jelly babies to all of them?
Because I haven't got enough money for three bags of jelly babies.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah. You work at the
co-op. Kirby was very nice to send the pictures of his kids, which was really nice, and it's nice to actually see our listeners. And Andy... Yes. So what we're going to do, in fact, what Andy's points are very good, actually, about what they might do about the, the 40th anniversary special. But I'm going to go for this week's winner of the best bit of feedback, and it was all very good, hasten to point out, all entrants. And so please keep your feedback coming in. But the winner is Kirby Bartlett Sloan. So Kirby, if you could email me your address, and... there'll be a packet of Bassett's jelly babies winging their way over to you. Now, he did ask in his email about Bassett's jelly babies, why they're so much better than others. I don't know so much whether they're better than others, but as a blooming clock, as they are the original, I must admit, I prefer to stick with original. You know, the original, because that's how they're supposed to taste, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but I just eat any, to be honest.
Can you sort of stop mumbling?
Not mumbling!
Yeah, I'm saying, I know you'd eat any, yeah, well, you're a child. What I'm saying is, if you're going to have a choice between, it's like Marmite and Vegemite. Marmite tastes much nicer than Vegemite, unless, of course, you're Australian. We have in the room with us, Isabella Pearson. Well, you don't have to stand up, but people can't see you. So, Isabella is rehearsing for the school nativity, and what are you playing in the school nativity, Isabella? You're playing Mary and Joseph. That's not what I thought.
No, I thought you were an angel, Isabella.
I was an angel. Can you stop putting the pen in your mouth? You don't have to lift that up because it's a condenser microphone. But thanks for trying, Alicia.
No talk, Isabella.
So, you're what are you doing in the nativity that's special? Pardon?
I was an angel.
Yeah, I know you're an angel, but aren't you doing something? What are you going to do?
Talk.
No, when you do the nativity, which you're doing tomorrow on Monday, aren't you? You're going to be doing something very special, aren't you?
I have to sing away in a manger.
You're going to sing away in a manger. And I've heard on our Christmas... Shush, darling.
Can you sing it now?
In our Christmas special, you're going to sing it for our listeners, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something that might make them turn. I'll go on then, have a practice run.
Go on, sing.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Now, people either will be crying about how moving that particular rendition was, or because it was so bad. But that
that was cute.
It was very good. But thank you for that bit of singing, Isabella. So, yes, as I was saying, a Kirby Bartlett Sloan has won our free bag of jelly babies. That'd be nice for them to... Hopefully, they'll get it before Christmas.
There's
Where's what?
There.
You stop kicking my equipment. Isabella has spotted the word "the" amongst my notes. Now, what were we talking about before you fell asleep at the end of the last session of recording, Alicia?
I didn't fall asleep.
Series 8 of Doctor Who, wasn't it? Right.
Hello.
Is that it?
Hello. Is it Doctor Who podcast?
The trouble is, that's not what we're called, though. We're called the 20 Megabyte Podcast. Can you say hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast listeners?
Hello. Hello, I should have been drinking my 20 podcast.
Thank you, fella. Good effort.
Yes, Carl. Hello, we're going to do a 20 podcast. Hello. Can I get off? You're making me uncomfortable. Can you get off me?
Now, do you remember we actually did discuss one of the stories from Series 8?
Isabella, I can't do anything about it because Isabella's clambering all over me at the moment, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you stop it, please? Can you look? Stop it. Isabella, you're being very naughty. You're being like Alicia. Stop it.
Not naughty. She's hitting
stop
you.
Stop hitting me. It proves you're being naughty like Alicia. Alicia, remember that story?
Go on,
Dad. Right, so Terror of the Autons, introduce the Master. As I've already said, introduce the Master and Joe Grant, okay? Right?
Yeah.
We also actually reintroduce the Time Lords in a way, but... And would you stop? There's loads of areas in this room you can go, but you don't need to go there. Right, the next story... was called Mind of Evil. Does this picture from Mind of Evil remind you of the story?
Oh, no! We should have done it on Sunday, on Friday, eBay.
Why is that, then?
Because I went on it on Friday, when we were setting everything up, and I saw a Bessie on there with 11 bids on it for £3,000.
I'm glad you mentioned it was for £3,000, because this is what Ben and I discussed in the previous episodes. It has been spoken about before. But
yeah,
this picture
bits.
Remind you of anything? It's the Mind of Evil. Do you remember anything of that story? Let me see if I can remind you of it. Basically, there's a machine in a prison which extracts the evilness of people's minds and feeds on that part of people's mind and makes them, the actual creature within the machine, more evil. And basically, this real hardened criminal has all his evil things taken out of him and becomes a real soppy... so-and-so, and it's all actually been sort of orchestrated by the Master, surprise, surprise, and at some point, Doctor and Joe end up being banged up in the prison, and there's a big siege involving the unit, and I think we get introduced to Captain Yates in this story, and he nearly gets done in the first episode, and at one point, and it's not, there's a bit where... And don't mind what she's doing. Sergeant Benton becomes governor of the prison. It's actually, the prison is called Stagmore, and the machine is called the Keller Machine. It extracts negative emotions from hardened criminals. But when the Doctor looks at it, he starts seeing some of his, his sort of previous... sort of, what they call it, baddies, monsters. So he sees the Daleks and he sees the Cybermen and he sees a few of the other creatures. The Brigadier's in charge of security at the World Peace Conference, where documents go missing, and the Chinese delegate dies in a mysterious circumstances. Captain Yates is away on another mission, transporting banned Thunderbolt missile across the country to be destroyed. The Doctor joins Brigadier at the conference, and they foil an attempt by the Chinese delegate's aide, Captain Chin Lee, to kill the American delegate. Lee is under the hypnotic control of the Master, otherwise known as Professor Emile Keller.
Really? Yes. That's nice.
So, actually, the chap, the hardened criminal, turned to a big soppy sod. It's called Barnum. And I always thought he looked like my granddad, that actor who played him. So, I don't know what the actor's name is, but I always thought he looked like my granddad. Using the machine to keep the Master occupied, he reconnects the missile auto-destruct circuit and gets clear just before Brigadier triggers it. The parasite is presumed destroyed in the resulting explosion, but the Master escapes in a van, running Barnum down in the process and killing him. So, yeah, it's, does that remind you?
No.
God's sake. Did you sleep for the whole episode?
Yeah.
She got something in her mouth.
No, I haven't.
She has.
Can we do eBay?
After I finish this section, yes.
She got
something
in her mouth.
No, I
haven't. Yeah. Never mind, Isabella.
Ow!
She got a bubble.
No, I haven't.
Doesn't matter. You two stop it.
She got a bubble in her hand.
Oh, dear. Can you give it to put the bauble back
on? No, I haven't got a bauble.
Can you put the bauble back on the Christmas tree, please?
Ow, she hit me.
Right.
Now.
The sooner we get through this bit, the sooner you can talk about eBay. Has someone let one go?
No.
That's really smelly.
Magic,
get off the keyboard.
My.
Magic, you've got a fart.
Look at my beautiful
skill stuff. She just jumped over that. Well, I'm knocking it over.
She should
be in one of those jumpy things and whatchamacallit.
Right, can we continue? Claws of Axos was the next story, in which a spacecraft has crash-landed on a beach containing some aliens that can change their appearance to look like people.
That's nice.
And they try to pretend that they're friendly. And they are holding them, they're holding the Master to siege, this is something or other. And that's basically it, really. See the axons there?
Yeah, I remember them.
Now, I seem to remember that the Master's TARDIS is on board the Axon ship, and we get to see the Master's TARDIS, and that's quite interesting because we actually get to see the interior of the TARDIS as well for the first time in a long, long time. The Doctor seems to think he's got control of the TARDIS at the end of the episode and tries to fly off, but finds that he hasn't actually got control of the TARDIS at all. But do you remember anything of this story? There it is. Do you remember anything of this story?
I remember the monsters, that's it.
The monsters. Well, it says an approaching alien spaceship is detected on monitoring equipment by Unit HQ, where the Brigadier is entertaining two visitors, Chin, a civil servant, a very pompous civil servant, making a security inspection, and Ben Filler, a very smarmy American agent, sent to discuss the threat of the Master. How does he know about the Master? I forgot that. The ship lands in England, and the unit team, joined by Hardiman and Winsor from the nearby Newton power station, meets its occupants. Beautiful golden-skinned humanoids called axons. Well, they're not actually golden-skinned humanoids, are they, Alicia?
No.
They're this covered in tentacles. Now, do you remember? Do you look at these aliens from this picture? See them? Another story called The Seeds of Doom. They repainted these aliens green, and they turned into crinoids. Look!
What?
They painted them green, and they turned into crinoids. What are you doing? That doesn't look much like
No, because I'm trying to see how eBay. Much my phone is.
In the lab, the neutron complex, the Doctor tells Joe and Philo that axons and axonite are all part of the same creature. So basically axonite is what the Axons are trying to give the humans. And of course, Chin wants the Axonite for Britain. Because he's a pompous ass. I'm just going to see what Axonite is. It's a substance that can cause animals to grow to enormous sizes. Curing.
Sabella, stop it! Go away!
All the problem of starving nations and stuff like that. But in fact, the stuff is actually still Axonite and Axons and stuff. So, that's basically the Doctor was being used as a puppet for the Time Lords again in that episode, and he wasn't very happy about it.
What are you doing to me, Isabella?
I'm looking at my toe. Ow, Alicia, stop it!
The next story, Alicia, is called Colony in Space.
Is it now?
They did actually manage to get to another planet, but... Like I say, we find later on that under the puppet ship of the Time Lords. And, I can't remember. If I show you the picture, you won't really get anything from that. That's basically the picture from Colony in Space. I seem to remember the TARDIS just appearing instead of materialising in this particular episode. I think that was to demonstrate that it was actually being controlled by the Time Lords, not by the Doctor.
Asleep on the hay.
The Time Lords discover that the Master has stolen their secret file on the Doomsday weapon and decide to send the Doctor to retrieve it for them. The TARDIS takes the Doctor and Joe to the desolate planet Uxarius in the year 2472, and they became involved in a dispute between some...
I'm sorry, I can't hear a word that you're saying because I know Isabella.
Isabella, please.
Being very rude. Thank you, carry on.
They become involved in a dispute between some beleaguered colonists and a group of Interplanetary Mining Corporation, the IMC, spaceship over the ownership rights of the planet. And Doctor learns that the indigenous primitives and their high priests worship a large machine tended by a creature called the Guardian. The Master, meanwhile, arrives in the guise of the Judicator, sent from Earth to decide the fate of the planet. He forces the Doctor to take him to the primitives' underground city, where they learn that the machine is, in fact, the Doomsday weapon.
We've already discussed this story.
There was a few probably episodes of stories that involved a thing called the Doomsday weapon, and this is one of them.
It's involved with underground.
Never mind. Capable of destroying entire planets, its radiation emissions have brought about the decline of the Guardians' race and are also responsible for crop failures that the colonists have been experiencing. The Doctor persuades the Guardian to destroy the weapon rather than let it fall into the Master's hands. The two Time Lords get clear just in time as the machine explodes, and the Master then escapes in his TARDIS. The colonists, meanwhile, attack the IMC men and force them to surrender. I seem to remember a scene where the Master actually got holding Joe hostage in his TARDIS, and I found those bits, seeing the Master's TARDIS, quite exciting on the inside. And I've been... Do you remember that one at all? I seem to remember it being a six-parter and being a very long six-parter. Why didn't it... When you were watching these episodes, Alicia, why didn't you actually have your eyes open?
I don't know. Right, I've just forgotten.
You seem to have forgotten most of them. The demons. Right, Alicia, please pay attention.
I am. It's counting.
Now, the demons is...
Let me see. I think I remember
them. The demons is set in like a rural village where... there's something, I think the spaceship's landed or crashed or something. Anyway, there's an archaeological... Can you stop singing, please? There's an archaeological dig going on, which the Doctor obviously finds quite interesting, being that he's quite interested in archaeology, etc., etc. But it turns out it's actually the spaceship of an evil alien called Azal, and the Master wants to gain control of Azal so he can sort of control Earth and the universe, etc., etc. The Master is in the guise of the local vicar and looks particularly fetching in the vicar's outfit. But there's like a white witch in the sort of village that sort of knows that there's something evil going on. And there's this great big... can you stop texting, please?
I'm not.
You are. You're not listening to me.
I am listening to you.
There's a like a protective dome that's put around the whole village that's a unit and the brigadier.
I remember that one.
Units and the brigadier can't actually get into. And but before that happened, there's Yates and Benton who managed to get in their civvies before the village was sort of cordoned off by this invisible shield that anything touches gets burnt to a cinder. But at the end of the story, the master is captured by a unit and taken away to be locked up in prison. And there's one particular bit of the story which has one of the most famous Doctor Who quotes of all time in it, which is Brigadier's Jenkins, chap with wings there, five rounds rapid. Remember that bit? The chap with wings there being that chap there, the stone gargoyle. Hello?
Yes. Oh, isn't that like the blink?
There was also a Mayday sort of. You did Mayday.
Is there like the angels? Are you
know? No, it is a stone monster, but it's not actually like the angels. But there was the maypole dancing in it. I seem to remember at the time you were actually doing maypole dancing while you were watching this story.
Oh, was that? What was I doing maypole dancing for?
Primary school.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I can't do maypole dancing at the same time as watching a story.
Not exactly at the same time as watching the episode. I mean, but when they did the maypole dancing at the end of it, you knew what that was all about.
You said it at primary school.
Correct.
So cool.
So basically, we've managed to find from talking about, what I have to been talking about, the whole of Series 8, that you don't remember anything of it hardly at all.
I don't remember any of it.
Which proves that I should really get Ben on the programme, to be honest with you.
Well, if I don't remember any of it, it's not my fault.
What's the point? I mean, you might as well just watch the episodes. But you won't watch them, will you?
I could.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
You won't, though.
I would.
You wouldn't. Anyway, so fair enough, we'll have to move on to eBay. Come on then, Lisa.
Yay!
You wanted to do eBay this week. What have we got as our top item
the
on
the usual.
EBay? So that the usual, I can't remember its called now, I don't even want to mention it.
The, hold on.
Come on. Hold
Eager,
on.
It's going up. It's a Doctor Who Rare Unique Collection of Videos and More. That's still £5,000. 16 days remaining.
As we call in the trade, that old chestnut.
What? Second item down is a Dalek prop. That's for 2,000.
Has it got any bids against it?
No.
We don't want to
now.
Talk about the ones without bids.
Oh, the highest bid one, which I found quite interesting.
Oh my God, you found something interesting to do with Doctor Who, eh? Hey!
Which was... Rose Last Story.
Vaguely, yes. What was were you talking about? The Genesis. No, what was they call it? The Chameleon. No, Genesis Arc, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you remember when they opened the
Genesis Arc?
Yeah. No, they opened the whatever they called, and the Daleks were flowing into it.
The Genesis Arc.
No, they didn't open the Genesis Arc.
Woo! Oh, the in the rift?
Yeah, they open the rift, the Daleks going into it. The Doctor and Rose are holding onto his big magnet thing.
Yes, yes.
It's got one of these here.
Well, the actual prop?
The actual prop.
Wow.
For £410, and that's got 16 bids against
it. It's actually
it.
Called a magnet clamp.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good item.
It's got the Torchwood thing on it as well.
That is a good item. For once, we find, and I wonder if it's got that much bids against it. £410, listeners. For Doctor Who prop Magna Clip on eBay, and it's got 2 days left as we speak on the Sunday afternoon.
And it's at the moment.
So by the time this goes out, it'll probably be 1 day left. But £410. Wow, that's a really good item. Well done, Alicia. What's next?
If it goes back, taking forever to use it this morning. Now we've got one bid against a toy Dalek with superb full size working rib. What does it say? Replica.
Replica.
Replica. That's one bid.
Oh, how much was that one?
That was £500. Right. 7 days.
Yes, pick up only.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like one of the Doctor's shirts. I'll put, go down.
Yeah.
Paul, there's not only bids against it.
Matt Smith, school shirt, Doctor Who costume props.
And that's 356 quid.
Not really worth it.
No bids. Not surprising. She can actually buy
David Tennant's TARDIS prop.
Three-quarter size scale. But no bids against, but it's still quite interesting, 350 quid.
Well, there's hardly any bids against it. I think that was the highest bid.
There'll be another one. We've done this first and second item, haven't we? If you'd like me to do it,
because
I'm not going to do it. No!
Costume console. That's one bid. First and second just Doctor costume console. Custom console.
That's nice. £249.99. How big is it? Somebody's built.
Look at it.
It's lovely, isn't it? Somebody's built a replica of the console from.
It's for figures.
Second, sorry?
It's for figures.
Yeah, for the 5-inch figures. I think they've built it. Can I have a look at the blurb on it, Alicia?
Yeah, they did build it.
It's a pretty good build, to be honest with you. It's very
detailed.
Very detailed and very good. They've also, it looks like they've built the walls of the TARDIS as well, the interior walls, on the picture they're showing on eBay.
That's it.
No, don't worry, there's nothing on there, is there?
Nothing much on there.
But that's quite a good item. And that's second, wasn't it, Alicia?
Yes.
How much was that one?
Hold on. Going up 200 and something pounds. I know that. £249. With £5.50 postage.
So, what's the third item on the list then?
Yeah, but that's the second one, isn't it?
Yes. So what's the third item? The third.
The Dalek.
One bids against it. Oh, that's the second one. So that's the good one. So we've done it then. We have finally got through the eBay item for this week. Now,
wow.
Hmm?
Wow.
Well, you actually sound reasonably interested in that particular
I know.
Particular item.
I like the magnet.
Isabella, can you stop whinging?
I want to find out what the lowest thing is. Oh, I didn't click on it. That Dalek's actually quite good for £2,000, look.
Why are you crying?
She's hurt herself.
Come here and tell me what we've done.
Maybe she's so much pain, she can't come. So go look. Dad, that's the lowest bid I can.
One pence
for Dr. Remote control blue and red Dalek battle pack. 1p.
Yeah, but look at the postage on it.
What's the point?
Because that means they still get the money they want for the item. 16 quid postage for one bent item. Good value that. Isabella, come here for a cuddle, please. So I can wind up the show. Come on. Now, what are you crying for?
What's that done?
Alright,
ask her what I've done.
Try and calm down and speak in English. What has Alicia done?
She hurt me.
How did she manage that when you were in the other room?
You hurt
your bottom?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Okay, just play along, Alicia. Naughty Alicia. Don't do that to her again.
I don't do anything.
I said play along. What did you say if you're playing along?
I was in here.
So you didn't do it. So imagine you did it. What would you say to her? You say,
nice.
Sorry, Isabella, I didn't mean to.
Sorry, Isabella, I didn't mean to.
Thank you very much. Right. But before we go, just a little bit of last minute news. The Mara Tales box set is going to be coming out in the United Kingdom on the 7th of March, which obviously includes Snake Dance and Kinder. So looking forward to those. And that rather concludes.
Yeah,
don't upset her because I'm trying to wind the show up now. No, don't, please. Right, are we ready, girls? Thank you once again, listeners, for listening to the 20 Megabyte Podcast. I think I'd better run through the email addresses whilst we're here. We've got our new email address. Please then send it in. It's coming up to Christmas. We want our Christmas messages and we want email, don't we, Alicia?
Yes.
Because it's just fun. We love reading out the email. And it's the only part of the show that Alicia actually finds quite interesting. We've got new email address, which is 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. That's 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. We've got 20megfeedback@hotmail.co.uk, which is the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback at hotmail.co.uk. Obviously, we have the Facebook group. Please join that. We've got about 65 members of that group at the moment. Now, if you join that group, you get personal notification from myself about the release of episodes.
I don't like it, so I might go away from the group, to be honest, because they don't get emails.
We don't have to open them up.
Yeah, but no, I have to, otherwise my Facebook spazzes up.
It doesn't take 2 seconds to get delete one of those messages.
But I can't be bothered.
Anyway, you get special messages sort of about competitions and questions that we might want asked and appeals and feedback and stuff like that on our, if you join our Facebook group. And of course you can add me 20megabyte.2podcast as a friend on Facebook. We are listed and affiliated to the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, which is www.doctorwhopodcastalliance.org. Can I say that again? www.doctorwhopodcastalliance.org, in which, of course, all our associated Doctor Who podcasts, plus a few podcasts that have no relation to Doctor Who whatsoever, are listed.
How many members did you say we had?
65, last time I looked.
63.
Thanks. Soon to become 62 if you leave. Or 61 if I leave. That's not going to happen. iTunes. On iTunes, there's a thing where you can actually rate an episode of any podcast, including ours. And if you do that, you then are able to supply a little bit of feedback, a comment via that feed. That'd be nice if somebody could actually rate our episode or show even, on iTunes. And of course you can follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/adam20mbpodcast.
I'm thinking about joining Twitter.
It's good, Twitter's good.
No, I'm just thinking about joining it just to follow.
I'm
just going to join it to follow celebrities.
That's fine.
That's
what people do. You are on it, you have got an account on it, but you didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, because you have my name as 20 megabyte.
Ooh, well make your own name up then.
Yeah, have you deleted my account?
I don't know how to get into it because I haven't got your password anymore, so...
Good. Hate it.
Do you? Anyway, so that's
it
then.
Do
you love it, do you? So you calm down now? Looking forward to Christmas, Isabella? Good. We've got the Christmas special coming up, obviously, in a couple of weeks' time when it is Christmas. But we'll be back next week, or at least me and Ben will be back next week, or me, Ben and Alicia, depending on what the circumstances are by the time we record the show. Okay, because I think we should have Ben on the show. What do you think, Alicia? We'll have to do a three-way combined episode with him at some point, won't we?
No.
I'm not kicking you off. I'm saying Ben's really good.
No.
Have him on the show for the things you find boring.
No. Because I fall asleep.
That's good. He won't. Thank you again. Thank you for listening. See you next week, episode 34. And it's goodbye from me, Adam, and goodbye from her, Alicia.
Bye.
And Isabella, you want to say goodbye?
Say it again.
Bye.
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 Bye.